This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic. Worldwide, it has sickened over 4.5 million people. Fatalities are approaching 309,000. Here in the U.S., almost 1.5 million infection cases with more than 87,000 deaths. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University, which keeps a running tally, though it is feared actual numbers could be even higher. American states are adopting a wide variety of plans to reopen their economies. This as an Associated Press survey finds that 41 of the 50 states fall short of COVID-19 testing levels that experts say are necessary to avoid another wave of infections. Many of those states, including Texas with its 29 million people, are moving aggressively to get businesses ranging from beauty shops to shopping malls to reopen. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a proxy voting measure, meaning members can soon cast votes on legislation from home because of pandemic fears. The move flies in the face of Mr. Trump's wish for Americans to get back to their workplaces. The Capitol physician says it could be years before Congress resumes full operations. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says he will ask the country's parliament for what he hopes will be the last extension of Spain's state of emergency and the lockdown that began in mid-March. It is due to expire on May 24th. Spanish health authorities reported 102 COVID-19 deaths today, bringing its total of fatalities to 27,563. At the height of the pandemic, Spain was losing more than 900 lives a day. Caught in a heat wave, Greece has reopened its organized public beaches under strict social distancing regulations. Full lockdown measures in the country ended last weekend. Beachgoers are not being allowed to exceed 40 people per 1,000 square meters. British officials are worried about visits to popular tourist spots in the UK, including both rural and coastal areas. The fear is that day trippers could push infection rates up in places they visit. Lockdown rules in Britain were relaxed this week to allow people more time outdoors. This is VOA News. In Italy, restaurant owners in Milan are protesting against a government reopening plan scheduled to begin on Monday. Milan is Italy's financial capital, and 3,400 restaurants could open their doors. Protesters today complain that the rules remain unclear. Meanwhile, the Italian government is easing travel restrictions to allow people to move freely inside the region where they live. Nepal has reported its first confirmed coronavirus death. The health ministry says a new mother was sickened by the virus and was hospitalized near Kathmandu. Just 29, she died on Thursday. Nepal officially has been hit by 281 COVID-19 cases. A nationwide lockdown is scheduled to end tomorrow. India this weekend is set to announce if it plans to extend its two-month coronavirus shutdown. India has suffered about 86,000 cases of COVID-19 as it surpasses China. India's death toll stands at 2,752. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives wants to pump more aid dollars into the crippled American economy. It has passed a $3 trillion measure, more than the combined total of four earlier aid packages. But the bill faces a partisan rocky battle. Only one House Republican voted for it. An early reaction in the GOP-led Senate has been decidedly negative. Republicans call it a bloated Democratic Party wish list, and President Trump has threatened to veto the measure as written. Mr. Trump has again blamed Barack Obama for any shortcomings in how the White House has handled the pandemic. Mr. Trump earlier this weekend repeated the charge that he inherited a broken system. Spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany mocked an Obama administration pandemic plan, claiming the Trump team had conducted a number of planning exercises and even wrote a pandemic warning in 2018. She said the administration's response to the health emergency has been unprecedented. Former Obama aide Beth Cameron says the White House made a mistake not using Mr. Obama's pandemic playbook as a starting point. In China, where the spread of COVID-19 has all but ended, the ceremonial legislature is scheduled to meet next week in Beijing, though the session will be shortened. China has reported 28 new pandemic cases over 9 days, the two latest yesterday, but there have been no new fatalities. In South Korea, the government says a new major outbreak of COVID-19 has apparently been avoided. They point to the 46,000 tests done after 162 infections were traced to nightclub goers in Seoul. Testing has been a key in South Korea's pandemic response. Its official death toll is only 262, despite a caseload of 11,000. The iconic JCPenney department store chain has declared bankruptcy. While the 118-year-old business had long been in economic distress, the loss of revenue because of the pandemic proved to be too much for the debt-ridden company. More news at voanews.com online. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.